This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days in the Word. In these messages, Pastor Rick shares practical Bible study tools that will reignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your life as you grow closer to Jesus. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can go even deeper in this series with Pastor Rick's video-based Bible study called 40 Days in the Word. This study will ignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your relationship with Jesus. You can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called How the Bible Changes Us.
You know, some of you know this story, that at the end of the first year of Saddleback Church, when Kay and I started the church in 1980, at the end of the first year, I was standing up speaking, and I fainted. I just passed out. And I went into a period of depression. It was literally my burnout. I had my midlife crisis at age 25. You know, I wanted to get it over early. So when I hit my 40s, I just went right through it. But I was working so hard and working 18 hours a day and loving every minute of it, not taking time off. And I just burned out physically, emotionally, spiritually. And during 1981, for that entire month, I was depressed for the entire year. It's like I was walking around with a cloud over my head. And I really didn't know how to get out of it. And I was doing everything I could, but I was just going to keep moving forward. You know, as I've said many times, what do you do when you're going through hell? You keep going. You don't want to stay there. You certainly don't want to make camp. You don't park in hell. When you're going through hell, you just keep going. And so my prayer was not, oh God, do something really great in my life. My prayer was, God, get me through the weekend. And I just kept doing that. But during that time, I was learning things that was preparing me in that year of darkness, was preparing me to handle enormous levels of stress that would break most people, and to be able to manage all kinds of balls at the same time. I learned some skills and some character development there I would have never learned if I hadn't gone through a year of depression. Because during that year of depression, I was forced to read this book. And I was reading it and reading it and reading it and reading it and reading it because I needed my faith activated. And as I would read it and read it and read it, I found myself gaining more and more courage, gaining more and more strength, gaining more and more confidence. So I thought, I can do this. My confidence isn't in me. My confidence is in Christ. But I can do this because God has promised this, 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 and this. And I'll never forget one of the verses that really activated my faith was in the book of Exodus, chapter 23, verses 29 and 30. God is talking to a guy named Joshua, who was Moses' successor. When Moses died, Joshua was given the task of leading the entire nation of Israel into battle to fight for the promised land. They were going to go across the Jordan River into Jordan, into Israel, and they were going to have to take on some tribes that were already living there. And Joshua thought, I can't do this. Me? I have no ability to do this. This is too big a task. The dream is too big. The goal is too big. The vision is too big. I can't do this. I'm inadequate, God. And he was giving God all these excuses. And in Exodus 23, verses 29 and 30, God says to Joshua, Joshua, you know these enemies, they're bigger than you. But I'm not going to give you the whole land in the first year. You're going to take it over a little bit at a time, little by little. I call it pacing growth. So that as you take it over one battle at a time, you're growing stronger. And then when you're strong enough to handle it all, you'll get it all. You'll get all the blessings I intended for you, but you're not going to get them all at once. And it's going to happen over your lifetime. And then when I read that, it was like a promise coming directly to me. I thought, okay, I don't have to accomplish this all in the first year. I'm going to spend the rest of my life serving Jesus Christ, and I'll do it on his timetable at his pace, and he can do whatever he wants to with my life. That gave me confidence to take on enormous goals. What happened? The word activated my faith. Number four. The fourth thing that the Bible can do in your life is it stimulates my growth. It stimulates my spiritual growth. It recreates my life. It lets me start over, gives me a fresh start, born again. It eradicates my guilt, wipes the slate clean. It activates my faith. And then as I start growing, it stimulates my growth. I love this verse in Acts chapter 20 where Paul says to the people in the city of Ephesus, I commit you to God and to the word of his grace. He says, I've got to leave. He was getting ready to leave. He's never going to see these people again. And as he's leaving the Ephesians, he says to them, I'm going to commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up. Circle that. That's stimulating my growth. The word can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. What does that mean? Give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Well, you know what an inheritance is. An inheritance is what you get for being part of a family that's rightfully yours. Now, let's just say your father was Warren Buffett. Okay? And let's say Warren Buffett was your father and he writes a will. What if you went through your, and he dies, and what if you never, ever took the time to read the will? That would be called dumb. Because you would not be getting in on all that was rightfully yours. You would not be benefiting from that which belonged to you as a child of Warren Buffett. You would not be able to enjoy the blessings of the Buffett family because you don't even know about it. When you become a follower of Jesus, when you put your life in Christ's hand, when you trust him for salvation, you're not just a believer, you're a belonger. You become a part of God's family. And now you get family privileges. There are family responsibilities and there are family privileges. And you, the Bible says, have an inheritance, a spiritual inheritance that you're going to gain from God, not just here on earth, but eternally in heaven. And by the way, God's richer than Warren Buffett in every area. Now, what if you go through your entire life not knowing the power, the opportunities, the blessings, the benefits that are available to you as a child of God, and you never even took the time to know what they were? That would be dumb. Because God says, I want to stimulate your growth and give you the inheritance that you have as my child, that which rightly belongs to you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If God has put someone on your mind, or if you've been encouraged while listening to this episode, would you share it? And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional at PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick says the Bible isn't meant to just inform us. It's meant to transform us. That's why it's so important to study God's Word. Maybe you've never studied the Bible and you don't even know where to start. Or maybe you read the Bible every day, but you're not getting all God has for you out of the time you spend with Him. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special Bible study called 40 Days in the Word. This life-changing resource will ignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your relationship with Jesus. The 40 Days in the Word study kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page, 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. You'll also find interactive journaling pages and Bible verse cards with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. There's even a special section called, How Can We Know the Bible Came from God? and a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. We'll send you a copy of the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit to say thanks for your gift to help more people learn, love, and live God's Word through Daily Hope. By the way, right now, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world, generous friends of Daily Hope are going to match your gift up to $50,000. But you only have till midnight on June 30th to make your gift go twice as far. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And as a special thank you, we'll send you the 40 Days in the Word Bible Study Kit. Again, that's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004.
Once again, here's Rick.
2 Timothy 3:15, 16, and 17. We looked at this verse last week. All scripture is God-breathed, theopneustos, God-breathed, and is useful. Now notice it says four things: useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Now, here's the purpose of the Bible: so that the man or woman of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The purpose of the Bible is to help you to live out the purpose God has for your life. The purpose of the Bible is to help you live out the purpose God has for your life. That you will be thoroughly equipped, that you'll have all you need, you'll be fully prepared, you're ready to face life, and you're not insufficient for life. You've got everything you need to take on life. And he says, the way God gets you ready for life, the way God gets you ready for his purpose is through the Bible. And the Bible does four things. He said, it's for teaching and rebuking and correcting and training. Now, let me explain that in a little different way. Teaching is God shows me the path to walk on. That's teaching. Rebuking is when God shows me how I got off the path and I'm now in the ditch. That's called rebuking. Correcting is how I get back on the path, the right path for life, for my life. And training is how I stay on the path and don't fall off in the ditch again. That's what those four things are. Let me say it again. The Word of God is profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Teaching is it shows me the path to walk on. Here's the way to make it in life. Rebuking shows me where I fell off the path and fell in the ditch. Correcting shows me how to get back on the right path. Correcting in training in righteousness shows me how to stay on the path. That's the way the Word of God helps me grow. Now, the fifth way that God uses his Word to change me, in all of these ways, he recreates my life, eradicates my guilt, activates my faith, and stimulates my growth. The fifth way is he uses the Bible to illuminate my mind. God wants to illuminate my mind. Pastor Tom is going to come and talk about illuminating our minds with the Word of God.
So how does it work? How does God turn the light on? Look at this next verse in your outline. Psalm 119, 130 says, understanding your word brings light to the minds of ordinary people. So God wants to use his word to bring light to every one of our minds. It's not, enlightenment isn't just for one age of people or one class of people. God wants to bring light to every single person. He wants to light up our minds with the truth of who he is, with the truth of the next step, next direction to take in our lives, with the truth of how to handle the feelings I'm having, with the truth of how to handle the relationship difficulties or the relationship successes that I'm having. He wants to bring light to our lives. Now, how does he do that? How does he turn the light on in our lives? So some of you may have opened up the Bible and thought, I didn't get any light out of that. It didn't happen. Sometimes it happens immediately, but more often the light dawns on you. It comes slowly. And the way that it does that, look at this next verse up on the screen. Psalm 119:99 says, I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. Focus on that word meditate. Well, first Psalm 119, you notice a lot of the verses are from Psalm 119. It's not only the longest chapter in the Bible, it's also a chapter that's all about the Bible. So that's why we look at it a lot. And that reminds us that meditation is the key to turning the light on many times. When you soak your mind in the Word, we learned about this last week, Rick talked about it. All these meditation methods that we're going through, meditation isn't losing your mind to the universe, it's focusing your mind on the Word of God. All of these are so that God can turn the light on in our lives. It's what he wants to do in my life. It's what he wants to do in our life. And when you soak your mind in the word, he turns the light on. He helps you to see things with a different perspective, in a different way. And once that happens, then he gives you the opportunity to do something else. Psalm 119, 105 says this, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." He turns the light on so that we can have direction in our lives. A lamp for our feet, a light for our path. When this was first written, the lamp was like a candle in a lamp that they'd carry. Now we would like have a flashlight, or some of you have like the flashlight on your phone. So you could read it today, "Your word is an app for my feet," which is really what this is about. Now what's he talking about here, and how does this work? This is one of the most important lessons of God's word that I've had to learn in my life. How does my faith in God's word work in practical everyday ways? It's like a flashlight that I'm holding, or an app, flashlight app that I'm holding. It gives just enough light for the next few steps. If I'm holding a flashlight, here's the hard lesson I've had to learn. If I'm holding a flashlight and I want more light down the path, how do I get more light down the path? I got to take the next step. The only way to get more light is for me to take the next step. There have been so many times in my life when I've been stuck waiting for more light from God. What I want is, "God, could you just light up the whole path, like my whole life? Like the next 20 miles would be nice so I could see where everything's going." But God says, "No, I'm just giving you enough for the next step. You take that step and then you're going to get light for the next step. You take that step, you'll get light for the next step." And there have been times when I've just said, "You know what? I'm waiting out, God. Unless you give me the 20 miles, I'm not moving." Well, guess what? God's got a lot more time than I do, a lot more time than you do. You can wait there a long time. God's given you just enough light for the next step. So what's the next step in your life? Now, to turn the light on in your life, one of the great things you can do is pray prayers related to God's word, related to the Bible. In fact, one of them is our memory verse for this next week. Psalm 119, verse 18, our memory verse says, "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law." We've seen a lot. There's a lot of words in the Bible for the Bible. We just looked at law, statutes, word, promise. They're synonymous. They all mean the same thing. This is talking about the whole of God's word. "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law." Let's do this together. For a lot of people, the way that it helps them to memorize a verse is to go through it phrase by phrase. So you say the verse reference before and after, go through it phrase by phrase, it helps you remember it. So let's do that together. Psalm 119, 18. And then let's say it together. "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law." Psalm 119, 18. Now let's take it away and see how you do. Let's just see, okay? Psalm 119, 18. "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law." You got it. Give yourselves a hand.
The sixth way that God changes my life with his word, this is a big one. It elevates my moods. It elevates my mood. And some of you really need a mood elevator right now, because you're down in the dumps and you're feeling a little grumpy and you're feeling like nobody cares and you're having a pity party of one and inviting yourself. Whenever you get discouraged, you don't need a coffee break. You need a word break. God gave us the Bible to encourage us. It is a mood elevator. You say, how do you know that? Look at this next verse, Romans 15, verse 4. "Everything that was written in the past," he's talking about the Bible, "was written to teach us so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." Now, I want you to circle four words in this verse. First, everything. Second, encouragement. Third, scriptures. And fourth, hope. Everything in the scriptures is for our encouragement and hope. Everything? Yes, everything that was written in scriptures is meant to encourage you. It's meant for your encouragement. It is meant to be a mood elevator. Even the tough parts are there to ultimately encourage your life in the right direction.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If God has put someone on your mind, Or if you've been encouraged while listening to this episode, would you share it? And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional at PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment, but first, Pastor Rick says the Bible isn't meant to just inform us, it's meant to transform us. That's why it's so important to study God's Word. Maybe you've never studied the Bible, and you don't even know where to start. Or maybe you've read the Bible every day, but you're just not getting all God has for you out of the time you spend with Him. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special Bible study called 40 Days in the Word. This life-changing resource will ignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your relationship with Jesus. Here's Rick to tell you more.
To fulfill the purpose that God created you for and to become the person that God wants you to be, you must fill your life with His Word. 2 Timothy 3:17 says, "Through the Word we are put together and shaped for the tasks that God has for us." You see, God's Word is unlike any other word. It's alive. In John 6:63, Jesus says, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life." When God's Word comes into your life, you come alive. When God speaks, things change. Everything around you, all of creation exists because God spoke it into existence. The Bible tells us that God's Word generates life, creates faith. It produces change. It frightens the devil. It causes miracles. The Bible tells us that God's Word heals our hurts and builds our character and transforms our circumstances. The Bible tells us that God's Word imparts joy, it overcomes adversity, it defeats temptation, it infuses hope, it releases power, it cleanses our minds. The Bible says God's Word brings things into being and guarantees our future forever. Now, to help you study the Word of God and to deepen your understanding of this life-changing Word, I've created a resource. It's called 40 Days in the Word. And it's a study kit that you can do by yourself, or even better, do it with a couple friends in a small group. It includes a DVD study of 6 sessions and a workbook and other instructions on how to memorize Scripture, how to meditate on God's Word, and how to get God's Word into your heart and life at a level you have never had it before. This month, when you give a gift to help support the Ministry of Daily Hope, I want to send you the 40 Days in the Word study kit. It'll help you study the Bible, but as I said, it can also be used as a small group study where you'll learn methods of personal Bible study. This is all for your gift to Daily Hope. I've told you before, we're a 100% listener-supported ministry, and your financial gift goes directly toward telling people around the world about the hope of the good news. I do this for free. I don't get any remuneration for doing this. I do this because I care about God's Word and I care about you. The Bible says we can't live without the Word of God. We are to never take it for granted. We are to consider it an essential part of our lives, as essential as eating on a daily basis. Job 23:12 says, "I've treasured the words of His mouth more than my daily bread." Do you do that? This study kit, 40 Days in the Word, can teach you how to treasure God's Word even more than food.
The 40 Days in the Word study kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. You'll also find interactive journaling pages and Bible verse cards with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. There's even a special section called How We Can Know the Bible Came from God, and a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. By the way, right now when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world, generous friends of Daily Hope are going to match your gift up to $50,000. But you'll only have till midnight on June 30th to make your gift go twice as far. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 And as a special thank you, we'll send you the 40 Days in the Word Bible Study Kit. Again, that's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Please be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.